Exclusive: Paul Gosar, Americans Must Put a Clampdown on Green Card Giveaway for Big Tech. By John Binder on July 12, 2019. Congressman Paul Gosar, R. Oz, says Americans must call Congress to put a clampdown on a green card giveaway plan that passed through the House this week that is set to supply big tech corporations with a never-ending stream of white-collar foreign workers. This week, 140 House Republicans, 224 House Democrats, and Representative Justin Amash, Army, led by Representative Ken Buck, RCO, and Representative Zoe Lofgren, DCA, and including House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, and House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi, DCA, voted to allow Indian nationals to effectively monopolize the U.S. green card system for at least the next 10 years, providing a constant stream of foreign workers that American professionals will be forced to compete against for white-collar jobs. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News tonight, Gosar called the plan, known as H.R. 1044, a major giveaway to multinational corporations and tech conglomerates who are looking to continue outsourcing high-paying American jobs to foreign workers instead of hiring qualified Americans. Listen. Once again, this is a major giveaway to the big tech companies who are hardly our friends, Gosar said. In fact, they're not friends of the president's. This is all tied together where we're actually predisposing foreign workers over American workers. This is sad. Put a clamp down on this, Gosar said, asking Americans to call their senators and congressional representatives. Let's show people exactly where the American people are. The bill changes existing immigration law that prevents one country from monopolizing the U.S. green card system by placing a per-country cap on the number of green cards that each country is allotted per year. Indian outsourcing firms and tech billionaires, who rely prominently on importing foreign workers from India instead of hiring Americans, have complained that their imported temporary foreign workers wait too long for green cards and that they need these workers to obtain green cards quicker so that they can continue importing additional foreign workers. Gosar also blasted the optional practical training, OPT, program that gives work permits to foreign students who graduate from American universities to take white-collar U.S. jobs. In 2017, alone, 291,635 foreigners were given one-year OPT work permits, and another 60,410 were given three-year OPT work permits. We've actually had whistleblowers come from some of big tech, like Verizon, telling us that the American workers are actually training their foreign worker replacements, Gosar continued. Gosar's legislation, known as the Fairness for High-Skilled Americans Act, ends the OPT program to decrease the cheaper foreign job competition that American science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM, graduates are forced to compete against. Despite tech corporations' claims that there is a shortage of American workers to take coveted high-paying, white-collar jobs in the STEM fields, about 4 million young Americans enter the workforce each year. Many American workers have spoken out about how they were fired, replaced, and forced to train their foreign replacements. Every year, more than 100,000 foreign workers are brought to the U.S. on the H-1B visa and are allowed to stay for up to 6 years. There are about 650,000 H-1B visa foreign workers in the U.S. at any given moment. Americans are often laid off in the process and forced to train their foreign replacements, as highlighted by Breitbart News. More than 85,000 Americans annually potentially lose their jobs to foreign labor through the H-1B visa program. The replacement of American workers through the H-1B visa program is set to be exacerbated by H.R. 1044. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.